You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Overall, Greg, before we get into the semantics and the details, how was the JSE day today, please?
Yeah, negative day, disappointing day, really, Lindsay. We were saying this morning before the opening, we expected the market 200-300 points up. In fact, when we were chatting this morning, it was down 200-300. Finished the day down 591 points, is 1% lower. So we really just can't put sort of two or three days together in a row in positive territory. And it's just been, the market's been treading water now, feels like, for months. Finished around the 57,700 level, but we've been bouncing between 54 and 58 for ages now.
I've been speaking to a chap called Wayne McCurry from FNB Wealth and Investment in the last half hour, and he gives us a different insight to the excellent insight you give us. But I was talking to him about yesterday's Kumba Iron Ore results, and we were looking at the high of the Kumba Iron Ore, which is 519 rand and 58 cents per share, I think, around about 21 days ago. And then the low was 10 years ago at 25, 35, something like that. And it was down 3% today or something like that. And
the low was 2016, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then we were speculating as to whether this would be the signal, the end of an era, the end of the market, because we've had the iron ore price going to $118 a ton and the Rand doing this and everything else doing that, which has, of course, embellished their results to a spectacular conclusion, which we saw yesterday. But is this the end of it?
Yes, I mean, that's what makes investing, especially in these resource counters, so difficult, because they do have dramatic moves on the upside, and it's a question of fear of missing out on the way up. And almost the higher the share price comes, the more sort of money these shares attract, because fund managers look at them and go, oh, we've missed out on the only thing which would have made money in the last 3 years. But it does feel a little bit like it's top heavy. The Kumba, as you say, was recently over 500, close today, 461. Even with all of that good news, another 3% down. Mm. So perhaps people thinking that iron ore probably overshot. Actually, listened to Wayne saying that he thought there's plenty of supply on the iron ore side as well. Especially at the price where it's trading now. So markets always forward-looking and perhaps thinking combined or is fully priced.
Okay, let's have a look at a couple of other companies featured on the Stock Exchange News Service feed on sharenet.co.za. Metair Investments trading statement, Greg. Well received, I think.
Yes, positive. Market liking the story. The share price finished the day up 2.8%. Actually, just going to, for an exercise, look back as we were on previously, Metair, yes. The high 2015 of 36.29 rand, finished today at 23.51 rand, which was up 2.8%, but it had fallen back beginning of this year as low as the 15 rand area. So a nice recovery for this year, but still down on the past 3 or 4 years.
AECI Limited, extract of unaudited interim results and cash dividend declaration for the period ended 30th of June. So in other words, AECI's results. Share price also doing rather well, not spectacular, but a good solid performance.
Yeah, share price has been coming down probably since the beginning of this year. Nice bounce up 1% today, finished at 92.99 rand. Good volume going through, 43 million rands worth of shares. I think kind of giving them a good account of themselves in a difficult environment which they're working in. So perhaps sort of market was pricing something a lot worse. But yeah, it was surprisingly solid numbers.
Yeah, surprisingly unsolid numbers. Let's have a look at these ones. AVI, voluntary trading update and statement for the year ended 30th of June. AVI Limited, Greg. Let me just read it to you before you give us the numbers. Group revenue was 1.2% higher than the prior year. The trading environment was difficult throughout the financial year, with weak consumer spending limiting sales volumes in many of our categories, exacerbated, it says here, in some categories by competitor discounting, which we were unwilling to match. In other words, they say, we'll keep our prices there. Yeah. But anyway, the share price not really bolstering their staunch view.
You see, we're all kind of braced for all these trading updates from these retail space companies. We're expecting ShopRite, we're expecting Massmart. AVI getting whacked on that news. That announcement coming around half past two today, the share finishing down 4.6%, 88.78. But such an interesting commentary that they weren't prepared to go get into a pricing war with their competitors. I wish some of the brokers that I compete with would listen to that theory.
AVI, I always said it was a sort of fish and shoes company. What is it today? What is AVI, Greg?
Still the same, very much those two sectors, which seem quite sort of opposed, really, but I suppose, you know, always retail facing.
Consolidated headline earnings per share for the year ended 30th of June are expected to decrease by between 4 and 6% over the prior year, translating into a decrease from last year's 5.43 to 5.11 to 5.21, etc. So again, the retail environment, whether you buy fish or you buy shoes or you go in your shoes to buy fish, not good at all.
Yes, I mean, I'm just looking at the Bloomberg consensus forecast. It was expected to be down 2%, so almost double that, really. And so even though the market was expecting weaker, it was even weaker than the market was expecting.
Yes, indeed, Greg. Anything else on the Stock Exchange News Service? Impact Limited trading statement.
Yeah, this is one of my old favorites, really. Spun out of Mondi some sort of 6 or 7 years ago, the share price finishing up 1.6%, 25.15. Quite a good trading statement. I like watching this one because it's a very, very good barometer of how strong the economy is. Because just in the space where they are with the packaging, basically they're supplying, boxes for, people, FedEx and that kind of industry. So
yes,
it's good to see it's turning a little bit positive here.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at the spot prices now. The dollar rand is 13.88. British pound against the rand, 17.33. Euro rand is 15.46 with the euro dollar. More or less unchanged at 11.42. Let's go down then to the all-important commodity prices for South Africa. The gold price, $14.24, which is up $6.50 per ounce. The platinum price, $8.73, which is up 17. Give us palladium, please, Greg.
Palladium up $9, $15.34.
Okay, the Brent crude oil price, $64.37. And maybe you'll give us the live prices from the New York Stock Exchange, etc.
Yeah, the Dow disappointing, and it's been indicated lower on the futures all day, so not unexpected. Down 120 points, about 1% on the Dow. The FTSE at the moment down 46 points. Let's just have a look at the NASDAQ. That's actually going against the trend, up about 13 points. S&P at the moment flat for the day, but the Dow probably after yesterday's big rally, just exhausting itself a little bit.
Okay, let's have a look at the movers on the upside and the downside on the JSE Securities Exchange. Go to sharenet.co.za, and their top five major movers are always there for you. Greg, what have we got?
Yeah, let's start with the downs because there's a couple of interesting ones there. Obviously, AVI, that finished today down 4.6%. We spoke about that. Aspen, I mean, this was one that's such a conundrum.
Yeah.
But down 4.8%, back at 93.46. Now, this is normally the area where you would say around about here where the trading range has been. This has been around about the low, and then it rallies to 105, and no one can give an explanation for any of these moves. But I don't like the move the last 2 days. It feels like somebody's got wind of something, and it seems like sort of quite keen selling, really, on no real news flow. So, you know, we all know where this one's come from, but this 90 area has been support for quite a while. They're not due to give the market any news, so let's just wait and see on this one.
Something's going on here, Greg. This is 93 Rand per share, and we were talking enthusiastically two or three months ago about it going from 115 to 120. But these are really, really big moves for a really, really big company on the JSE.
That's one of those things where you get your go-to Twitter handles that you follow talking about the JSE, and when you see, Aspen's down. Anybody got any hint of anything, ? From a few people, then you know everyone's looking at it. Look at the most viewed shares on Sharenet today, and that's the third biggest one. So that's very interesting. It's not often on that list. So investors keeping a close eye on this downward move, perhaps looking for an entry point.
Bulletin down 4.1%. That's not ex-dividend, is it?
Let's just make sure. I think there was a big bank apparently in the UK that downgraded quite a few of the big resource counters today. So I think it's on the back of a downgrade.
Greg, I mean, this is between you and I. I'm going to be short of Kumba Iron Ore in my metaphorical, in my head, fictitious, whatever you want to call it, hedge fund. I'm going short Kumba Iron Ore.
I'm writing it in my diary here. It finished today at 461. Mm-hmm. So I'll mark in the diary for a month's time and let's see how you've done.
Okay, jolly good. On the upside, we've got SAFI up 3.8%, Soko Sun up 2.4%, Distill up 2.1%, Supergroup a 2.1% winner as well, as is Hammerson. Anything there, SAFI? 3.8% higher? Why is that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about. I mean, it takes the easy road and go Hammerson. I think it's back up on the Boris trade, as I call it.
Yeah, Boris.
The UK looking a lot happier the last 24 hours.
You sent me a tweet or you sent me a message the other night saying Boris is your new hero. You don't believe that, of course.
I really think he's just got that look about him. I was actually looking at some statistics on his Wikipedia page.
You mean
page.
A fophead hunchback?
Well, you see, he's probably the first person ever that's got a chance of being the Prime Minister of the UK. And if he ran, he could be President of the US because
he was born in New York.
And the parents registered him at the British Embassy and with Americans. And so he's got both dual citizenship.
So what are you saying?
look, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's fascinating for me.
Okay, so you'd be buying the pound at the moment, would you?
I love old Boris. I mean, he's really, really got a task in front of him. But I think he's the type of guy who can knock a few heads together, get the right people looking at the right places, and hopefully come up with a Brexit solution sooner rather than later.
The closing JSE indices, please.
Right. Let's have a look. Yeah, a little bit disappointing. Banks down 1.5%, financials down 1.17%, industrials down 1%, retail is down 1%. Gold Index managed to gain 0.25%. Platts a little bit up 0.94%, but that resource probably on the back of that bulletin down 2.1% left the market down 1%. 591 points low at 57,718. Turnover probably in line with what it's been some time now, 16.4 billion.
Okay, as opposed to yesterday's 23 billion, but that was a Mondi's story and a recalibration of that particular company's presence in indexes, etc. But very good. Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.